Last week alone, 51 bats were brought to Westchester County's health department for testing because they were found in homes. That's up from 30 during the same time period last year. Also, during the first 2 weeks of August, 16 people had to start preventative rabies treatment because they were exposed to a bat but did not catch the bat so it could be tested for rabies. Carl Herzog is wildlife biologist with the New York State Department of Environmental Conservation. He says in contrast with, say, Westchester County, state numbers are down.
The number of bats that have been submitted for testing at the state health department in July and so far August of this year is actually down quite a bit from it was last year.
He says the numbers are down by roughly 50% from this time in 2012. He says in the case of Westchester, it's possible local awareness about rabies can lead to increased reporting and bringing in bats for testing.
On the biological level, most of these variations can be explained due to weather patterns. And we did have some rather unusual weather this summer, which we heard a lot of reports of young newborn bats dying earlier in the summer. Which is the presumed cause for the drop in the statewide numbers in July and August.
He says now is the time of year when baby bats are flying around, and they often fly into people's homes. Meanwhile, the usual seasonal uptick in the number of bats found in Putnam County homes has caused increased rabies treatments because the bats were not captured. It must then be assumed the person exposed to the bat was exposed to rabies. Marianne Burdick is Associate Public Health Sanitarian with the Putnam County Department of Health.
Generally, August is always when we see a larger number because the babies are flying. It's a concern because if they do get in the house, there's a potential exposure. The message always is call the health department if you find a bat in your home so we can assess whether or not it needs to be submitted to us for testing. The concern is that the bat would be released, and then after the assessment is done, we determine that there was an exposure, and now you don't have the bat for testing, so unfortunately you would have to start rabies treatment.
She says generally the bat population has been decreasing.
The white nose syndrome has really been taking a toll on the bat populations, absolutely. And we've been seeing that trend over the last few years.
For each of the past 5 years, about 148 Westchester residents have required rabies treatment after being exposed to bats that could not be caught for testing. In most cases, treatment could have been avoided if the bat had been caught and tested for rabies. Putnam's health commissioner says less than 2% of bats have rabies. Reporting from WAMC's Hudson Valley Bureau at the State University of New York at New Paltz, I'm Allison Dunn.